Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
When OSU launches a new beardless wheat variety, they want it right on all fronts, just like the bearded varieties. Yield, quality, versatility. OK Corral marks the emergence of OSU's first new beardless wheat variety in over 10 years. OK Corral excels in every scenario imaginable: grain only, dual purpose, or hay production. It also protects against several outlaws in wheat country, such as Hessian fly, stripe rust, leaf rust, powdery mildew, leaf blotch, and even bacterial streak. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Well, there are some current farm policy tools that are available for producers through the Agriculture Safety Net program. We spoke with OSU's Dr. Amy Hagerman, and she said one available resource is payments for wheat producers for the marketing year that has now ended. Hagerman said this is made through two programs, the Price Loss Coverage Program and the Agriculture Risk Program.
Yeah, so in the last couple of years, we have seen the Price Loss Coverage Program, and in some counties, the ARC program, actually trigger payments because of what market prices have been doing. And 2020 was another year where we saw, particularly for our wheat producers, that prices, national prices, were coming in under that 550 trigger point. So I would expect in October, those who have signed up for that PLC program will probably see a payment smaller than last year, but some payment. Of course, we're still waiting on the final numbers from USDA. I can't say exactly what that payment level will be, but just based on the market prices, it looks like there will be a small payment there.
This last week, the United States Department of Agriculture released a report that many folks were very interested in.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, whenever we looked at the USDA report that came out June 30 as compared to the March estimates, we saw wheat was up just a little bit, although some of the spring wheat was down, but the hard red, for example, was up just a little bit. Corn was up, acres were up just a little bit from the March estimate. So, you know, whenever you look at those supply and demand signals, whenever you look out across, especially as we compare to the last year, we were up a little bit from last year as well. We see those supply and demand signals that they're saying, okay, you know, stocks are down a little bit. We're seeing acreages going up a little bit, and we're seeing a result, definitely an immediate result, in market prices that are coming out. And prices are strong right now. We're getting really good market signals. Of course, we also have a weather-driven market a little bit right now. Drought that we're seeing in various parts of the country, very serious drought in some parts of the country. Those things are going to affect the markets. They're going to look at those and consider the limitations that could cause in stocks and availability. Also looking at our international markets. And so everywhere we see these supply, what we call supply fundamentals, you know, those things consequently affect prices. And we're going into this marketing year actually with quite strong prices, especially as compared to last year.
To hear more from Dr. Amy Hagerman, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.